In our readings at Mass today, there's a lot happening in the background that isn't clearly apparent. In our first reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah, we hear about how Eliakim replaces Shebna as the second in command to King Hezekiah of Judah. A lot of unfamiliar names and maybe an unfamiliar story, but when Hezekiah was king of Judah, the Assyrians had just wiped out the 10 tribes in the north of Israel. They had destroyed the 10 northern tribes and they were heading towards Jerusalem. So Hezekiah, as he saw the Assyrian forces approaching Jerusalem ready to destroy it, he began to pray, to ask God to spare them. He turned to God in prayer and placed his hope in God. Shebna, on the other hand, his right-hand man, his second in command of all of Judah, instead of praying or getting ready to fight a military battle, he started building himself a tomb, a monument to his life, preparing only for his death. He saw no hope. He was living to die. And this is why God replaced Shebna and removed him from his role and placed Eliakim over the house of Israel and second in command to the king. In our gospel today, Jesus and the apostles are in Caesarea Philippi. Caesarea Philippi is a town named after the Caesar, the king of Rome, and also Philip, the son of Herod the Great, whose brother was the other king Herod. And in Caesarea Philippi, they erected a temple to Julius Caesar. Because after Julius Caesar was assassinated, after he was killed, his son, Caesar Augustus, had his father Julius proclaimed a god. He said, "My father is a good and noble man who was killed, and we should worship him as a god." And the people of Rome agreed. They started building temples to Julius Caesar, and Caesar Augustus took the chance to name himself the Son of God. Caesar Augustus claimed the title the Son of God, but not Son of God. Of the living God, son of a dead God. So in Caesarea Philippi, they have a temple to a dead God that the people created for themselves. And the temple that they set up for Julius Caesar wasn't entirely new. They refurbished a pre-existing pagan temple. This was a temple to the god Pan, who was a pagan fertility god, and how you would worship Pan and offer sacrifice to Pan was through child sacrifice. This was a place of horrific death and murder. It was given the title the Gate of Hell. This is the Gate of Hell, this place of death, this place of child sacrifice that is now turned to a temple to a dead God. So in our readings, we have a man in the first reading who's only focused on his own death. He ignores everything else. He ignores God and only prepares for death. And in our gospel, Christ and the apostles are standing near a temple to a dead God in a place of human sacrifice. And in this context, Peter gives his great proclamation of faith. You are the Christ, the Son of the living God. You are the Son of the living God. Sometimes when people look around the world, they think or they act like this world is all that there is or all that there will be. In our readings, we have people focused on death or surrounded by death. But that's not how we're meant to live, focused on death. We're meant to focus on life, to focus on our shared life with God in eternity. It's important not to look at the way that we live as lives just ordered towards an ultimate end, lives tending towards death. We are not here to just try to experience as much as we can on earth because, you know, we don't have a lot of time, so we got to have fun while this lasts, because once it ends, it's done. No, we are here to live, but to live in a way that prepares ourselves for a more full reality and a more full life than what we have right now. God is the living God, and when this life ends, a more full life begins. The saints in heaven are more fully alive right now than you and I. They are more fully alive than when they walked on the earth. The British author C.S. Lewis used to talk about this world as, it's a real world, but we're meant to live in a really real world. That's what he called it. He wanted to highlight that the fullness of our existence is not found here, but what we are moving towards is something greater, something more real, not a life directed towards death or ending in death, but a life that continues on to a more full shared life with the living God, the God who is the source of life. God is alive and wants us to live as well, not to live lives focused on low or earthly things, but a life ordered towards our eternal life. We are here now to prepare for the fullness of life with God forever in heaven. In the second century, the great doctor of the church, Saint Irenaeus, wrote that the glory of God is man fully alive. He wrote, "Life is found in fellowship with God, but fellowship with God is to know God and to enjoy his goodness." So God is glorified when we live fully, but the fullness of our life is found in knowing God. God made us so that we might know him and that we might love him here in this life, and we might know him and love him forever in heaven and enjoy our life with him to the full. God is alive and wants us to live fully also. We are meant to live lives in communion with God. And like those 9 months we spent in the womb preparing and growing and developing for our birth, our life right now is meant to be a time of growing and preparing and developing for our life to come. So in our time of preparation, we have to live well and prepare well for our eternal life. This is a time when we need to take our faith seriously as Catholics, to commit ourselves to regular and deep prayer in a consistent way, to come to know God that we may fully live with him. We need to become familiar with the truths of the faith to know God more, to know God in the poor, in our works of charity and service, and to live a life following him, ordered after him by growth in virtue and living in a moral way. All of those things that the world offers us that only last for this life, pleasure, power, honor, money, these will not lead us to the fullness of life. These things are only for here and now, and we can't take them with us. They end with this world. We are made to be in a relationship with God now so that we can become more fully alive with Him forever in heaven. Rather than moving through life just tending towards death, we are alive now, moving towards the fullness of life. This means that we have to live well now, to live lives preparing for this fullness. So as we come to the altar of the living God today here at this Mass, let us ask God for the grace to become more alive in Him, to know Him and follow Him more closely, so as to prepare ourselves to fully enter into that really real world, our eternal life with Him forever in heaven.